Blog Talk Radio.
The Young Castro from the Outlaw. It's your boy Al Capone.
What's up? And it's Bootleg the Rock Capone from the Dayton family.
Baby, it's your boy Al Capone.
What up, y'all?
This is E-Shop.
Yo, 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 what's up? This is your boy C-Murder, and I'm chilling with my boy Scott Bader, and you're listening to the Murder Master Music Show. It's the hottest thing out right now, you heard me? Keep it true.
Hello, bitches. Trick, trap, slut. This the motherfucking D. Here to work your big butt. Got hoes in my back. These niggas on my neck. Cock blocking ass niggas trying to fuck me while they know I'm trying to fuck. All right, fool. Get your clown on. You better check your girl before I take the bitch home. And do a couple things you've never done before. Stop shitting on my dick. It's been a goddamn spell. Hoes like you and you, you get nothing, bitch. But the honor to come and suck a dog.
We gotta get them back on the show, Mac. We gotta have both of them guys on there. Well, this is episode 147, because last night we had 148, so we're doing shit backwards here. Reverse mode, but we're supposed to have Gangster Pat and DJ Zerk come through. They're doing some things, man. What was it? They was in a video recently, wasn't they?
Yeah, I think but your punk ass bought it. Yeah. I know Gangsta Pat supposed to be coming out with a new album.
Yeah, I Wanna Smoke 20th anniversary. He's got another one too, I saw. You know what I'm saying? I know Zerk's working on stuff too, so you know, hopefully them dudes you know what I'm saying, call in. But if not, it's cool, man. It's you know, we gotta regroup. We're almost at episode 150. You know what I'm saying? We might take a week off or so and just say fuck it and then come back on their asses twice as hard, man. You know, a lot of bullshit going on in Facebook world right now. Just lost my page. Six lost his page a week or two ago. TNT's page is gone. Scratch's page is gone. Who else? A lot of motherfuckers, man. Waco. It's that whole bullshit with the fake name thing. You know, if you don't have your real government name, they want you to, pretty much you got to surrender your page. And what happened was I went to log in today, and it wouldn't let me do it. It says, we need proof that this is your real name. And they had this video. You press play on the video, and it's this bitch telling you that we want to see a copy of your photo ID. Take a picture of it, upload it, and then at the end she's like, but don't worry, as soon as we verify your information, we will destroy it. Yeah, right. You know, say you put that shit in the database, you know. But it's crazy. It's a crazy world right now. You can't say or do anything. And this is a page I have for 4 or 5 fucking years. So
right,
you know, it's like, why are you hitting me with this now? I didn't sign up for this type of bullshit. And Facebook, the problem with Facebook is it's one of those sites where just everybody is on it. It's how many of us communicate. You know, I used to hit up Matthew and shit, rest in peace to Matthew, hit up his inbox, you know what I'm saying, see how he's doing and vice versa. Same with yourself and Six, and, you know, we get to clowning on each other and different people.
Right, them your stories, them your pictures, you know what I'm saying, that's your shit.
Yeah, man, that's your life. That's a
I'm about to say, at least
life.
They should be able to let you get your shit. If they're going to delete the page, that's fine, but let me get all the shit over here that I need.
Yeah, that's kicking you out of the apartment and saying you can't take none of your fucking belongings. Just get the fuck out of here, pretty much. You know what I'm saying? But they're giving me an option to show my ID, which is really a dead-end option because I don't have a ID that says Perez UGS. You know what I'm saying? I don't have that. The reason I made my page that way is because that's, you know what I'm saying, I'm known as the Prez, and UGS is Underground Society. I mean, I promote. I don't cause trouble to nobody. You know what I'm saying? Pretty well, sometimes. Sometimes I'll go in on these fucking cocksuckers, these faggots. But, you know what I'm saying? For the most part, I'm a good boy. I just want to be happy. Like Six says, can't we just be friends? And fuck Facebook. Hit us up at Twitter, UG Society, FTI. You know what I'm saying? Hit up Mac J. Mac J is going to be pretty much the to-go guy for this show on Facebook. Of course, the UGS Radio Live page, you know, on Facebook, go there. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, man, I'm not going to be promoting on that motherfucker.
Like,
I'm on there, it's just to look for guests and shit.
I just ain't offended the right person yet, I think. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't offended, yeah. Yeah, well, you know what it is, Mac? You're a good dude. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that I'm not a good dude and Six is not a good dude. It's just
shit.
It's just, no, man, real talk. You're one of them dudes that pretty much can get along with anybody. Where, you know, Six, he has complexes about things and they irritate him. And certain things irritate me. You know what I mean? I mean, we all have pet peeves and whatnot. But I think people like me and Six and, you know, a few other guys, you know, shout out to Mr. Sinister. He's one of the motherfuckers. Skinny for sure. Skinny for sure. Skinny's always got a rant. That's why I like that the rant on the Church of Reality with that motherfucker, because he's always got topics, man. He just goes in on shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, you know, so some of us, I guess we get on the third nerve of other people, but there's a lot of motherfuckers that are just fake, though, too, and we got to call them out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When people are doing fake shit, we call them out. You do that all the time. You call people out if they're on some dumb shit, and of course Six does. That's what
I had no haters since the DJ Gay Sex motherfucker.
Yeah, that one was all you, man. That was that you went fishing and found that fucking thing on the goddamn hook.
Yeah,
this dude, I heard he switched up his life or something. He's Christian now over some bitch or some shit. No. Man, he even made a whole mixtape dedicated to hating on us, man.
All right.
Holding pictures of texts and fucking shotguns and, you know what I'm saying? Oh,
yeah,
I just went out and bought this new shotgun. And look at this shit. Or he's up with his big-ass dumb shoes. In a dirt patch.
Email motherfuckers and making YouTube videos.
Yeah, constantly making YouTube videos, taking pictures of our dead friends and desecrating them. And, you know, just it's like, wow, are there really people like that out there? Of course, this is America. You know what I'm saying? There's
right.
People out there that will go the extra fucking mile to completely shit on another person, you know. But, It's 9:08. I guess our guest ain't showing up tonight. You know what I'm saying? You know, Pat and Zerk, I guess they got other things they're doing, but it's all good. What are you going to do? You know what I'm saying? My page got shut down today and not able to be in contact with them. And, you know, so it is what it is.
I think it was storming bad down that way today, too.
There's about 8 states covered in I'm looking at the radar right now, covered in just fucking storms, you know. So if anything, you know, we'll just redo this show next week if it's meant to be. If not, then we'll do something else. Episode 147 will be something else, you know. It's all good. We'll just we'll play a couple songs and bullshit, and if nobody calls in, then we'll scrap this motherfucker. We'll throw it in the Murder Master Music Show junk pile, which there's not too many of them, because we usually do classic shows like the one we did last night with EDI. So, you know,
I'm saying, keep on knocking them out the box. Shit, it ain't, you know,
it ain't nothing. You know, once in a while they have something like this happen. So, you know, but it is what it is. We'll be right back. You know what I'm saying? Well, shit, is there anybody you want to hear, man? You want to play some games with Pat, or you got,
Yeah. Let's go with that Deadly Versus. I know you got that shit.
Deadly Versus, yeah, definitely. Here we go.
Deadly ass verses, we dropping this shit like bombs. These niggas be talking that shit and they wanna run up, but they know they can't keep us. Deadly ass verses, we dropping this shit for you hoes. The villain is now in effect.
The fact niggas show how you gonna flow.
The villain is chilling, I'm listening, I'm pulling you niggas for flirting, I'm back in your life and I'm leaving you dead on the side. I felt I had no way to it, been killing them niggas for nothing. See, I don't know how, what the fuck I got in it, I really don't know. Started up under the shooting, but I go there. I finished it, so I pop my clip and my clock and I spray to everyone. I so fall, busting up out of the club through the window with my bloody Glock hit in my scroll. Checking no prisoners, leaving no witnesses, nigga is biting this fucking song. I'm putting my plastic Glock in his mouth and he's wrapping his lips around my gun. Shooting and moving and grooving, I'm blowing, I'm letting you know when I'm ruthless, I'm blowing up.
Especially Number One Suspect. When that shit came out, that was the hardest shit, you know what I'm saying, since the Ghetto Boys at that time. You know what I'm saying? It was even harder than NWA. Really, because you think about it, NWA said, fuck the police, and this motherfucker was talking about shoot them. You know what
right.
I'm saying? Shoot them. Who's that knocking at my door? Narcotic. Break out artillery, hide the motherfucking product. I mean, that shit is fucking brutal. You know what I'm saying? And motherfuckers
right.
did that shit. Do you remember a rapper from fucking Nashville, Tennessee called Green Wade? You ever remember that guy?
That sounds familiar.
He went to prison in like 99 or 2000. I don't remember, man. I had his CDs. His CDs sell for a lot of money on eBay, but I knew him, and he was up in the Murder Dog, but they did a big-ass story on him. Cops came and kicked it in his fucking door, and he said that they didn't acknowledge themselves, who they were, so he just started fucking blasting them. He hit, like, two or three of them. Right.
Damn.
Yeah, he's in jail right now, man. His name is Green Wade. Don't quote me on that, because I don't know I don't remember the full story. I'm old. My fucking mind ain't what it is. But all I know is he's doing time for fucking blasting on cops. You know what I'm saying? That entered his home. You know what I'm saying? So check that shit out. Let's see if it says anything right here.
He got to go to jail. Did he go to jail for the shooting or just only the drugs?
Here's what it says right here. Let's see. Okay, Stephen Greenwade, 27, pleaded guilty last August and was sentenced April 26th by U.S. District Judge John Nixon. Greenwade was responsible for distributing at least 150 to 500 grams of crack cocaine between 94 and 98, authorities said. Now listen to this. Greenwade obtained the cocaine from co-conspirators. I'm not going to name off any of his names, but this is profits from the. This is an article. Profits. This is the smoking section. Profits from the drug sales that were invested in the music business, Greenwade Records. Now he was trying to do it. I mean, he was heavily influenced by Master P too. If you remember some of this guy's albums, he was doing it like P, but on a smaller level, of course. But he says these officers were shot when they tried to serve a warrant at the drug house used by Greenwade. Greenwade used a handgun to shoot one officer in the leg and the other in the chest. That officer was wearing a bulletproof vest. Neither was seriously injured. And he's serving 8 years for that shit. So it's like some of these dudes, man, you know, shooting on narcs. I mean, that right there is the song, Shooting on Narcs. That dude's circumstances. You know what I'm saying? That's fucking crazy. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know if he's still in prison or what. But when he comes out, we got to get him on the fucking show. No fucking way around it. You know,
yeah, I
want
to hear that story.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, that's some American gangster shit or, you know what I'm saying, some crazy shit right there. But, shit, we're going to get out this bitch. It looks like our guests, you know, they're doing something else. But it's all good, man. Nothing but love for Pat and Zerk. They're always welcome here anytime. You know, we'll catch them on another show. You know what I'm saying? We'll just end it and scrap this bitch. And anybody listening out there, the two or three of you motherfuckers that's listening, we'll be back next Thursday with episode 147. Man, maybe it just wasn't meant to do 147. Maybe we should skip it, just go to 149 and leave that shit like a fucking blank. It wasn't meant to happen.
Yeah.
You know, just wasn't fucking meant to happen. Hey, wait, no, it is. We got somebody here. Man, hopefully this is one of our guests, man. We were having a real shitty day. Who is this?
DJ motherfucking Zerks, man.
DJ?
Yeah.
DJ, I knew one of you motherfuckers was going to come through. I didn't know which one. I knew one of you guys was going to come through. What's up, man? How you doing?
Man, you know we represent the same thing, bro.
Yeah, I was just telling him about a rapper out of Nashville, Green Wade. Do you remember that guy?
Yeah, Green Wade. Yeah, I remember Green Wade, man. That was back in shit about, what was it, between 98 or something, 97 or something, Green Wade. Yeah.
Yeah, he was, I think he was working with C-Wiz, C-motherfucking-Wiz, and but yeah, we were just talking about him shooting on the cops, coming into his fucking crib. I mean, just let loose.
Was it long time ago?
Yeah, a long time ago, like 99, 2000, something like that, I guess.
Yeah, I remember Greenwade, man. Yep, yeah, I remember them. I forgot what song they used to have, but I think they used to have some kind of dope song, something that hit pretty good out there.
Yeah, they definitely.
What was that guy's name, or the guy that did the little movie, Quantic Cash, them, and man, it was a couple more guys back then, back in the day.
Now, Nashville, you know what I'm saying, you being one of the pioneers and legends out of Memphis, you know what I'm saying, Nashville is right next door pretty much. Did you have a good working relationship with a lot of them guys? How did Memphis and Nashville get along?
Man, we got along great, man. What was that guy with Young Buck? I was in the studio. He was with Young Buck when Young Buck first DT. DK, man, there's a lot of guys, man. I know so many people, man. I'm terrible with names. But, man, Nashville and Memphis kind of cohering together. I tell you what Nashville didn't have, what Memphis had. Nashville really didn't truly have an underground. Most of their rappers that I knew, even when I was starting with White Lightning and stuff back in the day, man, them guys had record deals. Them guys had major record deals, so they never had really a truly underground like Memphis had. But then, to me, Nashville, no disrespect, because, you know, that is my hometown. I learned from that hometown and actually really brought it here. They just didn't have underground, and then their music, they were more up north. You know, that's the only reason why I love Nashville rappers, because Nashville rappers had that up northern lyricism style when Memphis was grinding, gritty, you know?
It was a different, Well, like, they had pistol and shit, and, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Black and Jay, I mean, there was a lot of dudes over in Nashville.
Yeah, pretty good. I mean, man, pretty
Player
I mean,
G with him went over there, didn't he? Now, Player G
Player
is from
G.
Memphis,
right.
Though.
Right. But Memphis and Nashville always associated. It's just that I think once upon a time, it's just Nashville was, that's why I was explaining to somebody else about what happened with me, and it's like with me and Memphis. When me and Squeaky wanted to change, I mean, everybody once upon a time was influenced by Curtis Blow and DJ Grandmaster Flash and all them guys. So we was rapping New York type of slow stuff. But we were living in the ghetto. When you living in the heart of Orange Mound, when I came out my front door, I saw crack selling, robberies. Everything was happening right there in my front door. And me and Squeaky knew that, you know, we could no longer rap that hip-hop metamorphosis, got the scorpions and all that type of stuff. We knew we couldn't rap that no more. What we wanted to rap was street. You know what I'm saying? So the only thing we needed was the right beats. The right beats with that gangster. That's the only thing that we needed. So we kind of formed our own flavor because we wanted to be separated from that New York style, that New York feel. You know what I'm saying? We wanted our own sound.
Yeah, so
that's how that kind of came together, you know what I'm saying, as it went, you know, as time went on when we first came out.
Yeah, see, that type of shit that's what the game lacking now, because everybody wants the same type of shit now, but y'all was game changers by wanting to have y'all own style and y'all own, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Man, you know, you sure know what to say. Right.
Yeah.
And that's true. And that's what, you know, I fought a lot of, you know, I used to tell a lot of our rappers, Memphis rappers, a long time ago, because you got a lot of them. We have no choice but to listen to a lot of Atlanta, because that's what they pump is a lot of Atlanta. But the kids don't know that a lot of Atlanta get their stuff from us. I'm not down. I'm not knocking nobody, because I like all music. I mean, I'm not going to lie to y'all. I just love music, period. I came up off jazz anyway. You
well,
know what I'm saying?
Being fine,
I love
just like
music.
Pat.
Uh-huh.
You.
Right.
Speaking of Pat, he's on the line with us right now, too. Is that you, Pat?
Yeah. What it do?
Welcome back, homie. How you been?
Man, I've been all right, homie. You're trying to hang in there. What it do, Zerk?
What's up, GP?
You man. That's the orange. That's real Orange Mound right there. I don't know what these other cats talking about.
hey, man, it's my brother, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm out there, y'all, and I was telling somebody about something because, you know, they were like, okay, you got Frazier Boy out here doing shows. You got Lil White out here doing shows. You got Al Capone. They're like, well, Zerk, why in the hell they don't call you up? They say, don't you know that they line up would even be better? You know what I'm saying? And I'd be like, I don't know. I don't know why is that. You know what I'm saying? Why is that? You know, I just don't know why. Because me, I done did shows with some everybody. And you know something? I was the one calling them up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's so crazy that it's hard to get the same respect, even though everybody from the same city or whatever. But I don't know what it is. Because, you know, even though there's a lot of young cats out here rapping, trying to make it in Memphis, you know what I'm saying? But the legends here in Memphis done put it down, and we done put our foot down, you know what I'm saying? And that's just how it is, and, you know, a lot of them still going to have to respect it because we the leaders of the new school and the old school. Whether they know it or however they want to take it, they can get mad at me or whatever, but we are the leaders of the new and the old.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No, it's just a mentality. I mean, when you break it down and really look at it, man, it that mentality, that curse that weighs over Memphis existed back in the days of Stax Records, man, as well. You know, I think it's a curse on that city, man. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Seriously,
true.
Man, because that's like I go to other cities and I watch how other people interact with their home team, and it's just. I know. It's every rapper probably say they got hate in their hometown just as well as they got love because that's where they grew up. But at the same time, it's just a different kind of, it's a hold you back kind of hate. You know what I'm saying? It's like the crab in a bucket multiplied 1,000 times. And it don't even have to exist. You know what I'm saying? It don't even have to exist.
That's horrible.
Yeah,
I don't mean to cut you off, Pat, but this is what I call it. I call it, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me. You know what I'm saying? That's what I call it, look at me, because we all can share this. You know what I'm saying? Each one of us has a fan base out here, and I don't know where any one of them don't understand that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why. You know, I know everybody want to say they the creators of Memphis, but to me, and I'll tell anybody, I was just really a part of it that happened in a time that it came along like it should. Player Fly, Gangsta Pat, we all was in that time frame. I'd say, look at them time frames, how it just came. We were coming right after one another because Pat laid on for everybody. You know what I'm saying? He did. He laid on for everybody. And look how it just went on to me. It went on the Ball. It went on the Fly. It went to Paul. You know what I'm saying? It's all just going on down the line. You know?
Everybody get their time to shine. And the way our mentality was back then is like we were sharing it with everybody. It's like OTS was a studio. Everybody could come through. It wasn't politically clicked up like it is now. You know, if one rapper got a studio, ain't nobody allowed in there but only the people he mess with. Another person got a studio, it's clicked up like that. It ain't about music.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like these little personal little cliques. Just like how girls hang together at school, you know what I'm saying? It's like, well, you don't hang with us, so I don't want you to get at our table. That's how these kids are thinking, man. It's like the young kid who, well, it's my ball, so if y'all don't pick me, can't nobody play.
I experience the most hatred when I tend to speak my mind. You know what I'm saying? When I tend to stand for something, that's when I catch all the flack. And I think that's what it is with a lot of rap artists too, because you guys, you know what I'm saying, you stand for something. Just like with Gangsta Nip, you know what I'm saying? He's telling everybody, you know, I put 20 grand on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's just like I said, man, the mentality that these cats have don't even have to exist. Because it's like, if I would have had that mentality back then, you probably wouldn't have heard 8-Ball and MJG. I'm not saying they never would have gotten nowhere, but it wouldn't have happened then. If I would have been thinking like they thinking now, a lot of cats would have never got that opportunity.
My fault, Paul. I'm going to go on with Al Capone. I'm going to go on with Teela, Cody. man, it was a lot of cats, you know what I'm saying, that you opened the door. That's what I was saying, that you opened the door for a lot of us, you know what I'm saying? And then for somebody not to call you, say, Pat, I want you, or I want you on the soundtrack, you're not, to me, you're not telling the real true Memphis history. If you ain't talking about Al Green in any of this, you ain't talking about nothing. It's like, if you ain't talking about Pat and none of this Memphis history, you is not talking about nothing.
No, they ain't going to, only the real ones going to speak the truth, man. Let me tell you something, man. A perpetrator love the lies, man. A perpetrator want to speak the truth all the way up under the rug, man.
Yeah.
So what happened, they done let these perpetrators get some power in the game, and now all the rules are screwed up. You know what I'm saying? It all needs to be ironed out, but it's hard to tell the people that because people are distracted by material things.
Material,
got the biggest chain or the fly's whip, run the city. And it don't necessarily work like that because you got millionaires in the city who don't even rap if it was all about what you got. You know what I'm saying?
True that.
So it can't go off that. That's just people just brainwashed and manipulated by that stuff, man. And the truth don't never come out. And then when we come out and speak the truth, are we hating? We just mad because we ain't popping no more. No, it ain't none of that, partner, because I still got fans that love me and I love them. So I'm almost forever popping their eyes, and that's all that matters to me. But we just speak the truth. And when we speak the truth, we get ridiculed for it while the other people get praised and worshiped for the lies.
It's like that right now in the forefront of the mainstream. It's just you look at these mainstream artists, they're completely fucking fake. None of these guys are doing what they said they did. None of these guys are, and they're stealing styles too. They're just taking styles.
Man.
But you know, you know how we do on this show, man. I want to play this real quick. We had MJG on the show, and I made it a point to ask MJG what he thought about you. I want you to get your thoughts on that. Seeing Gangster Bat really open up the city the way he did, that had to inspire you too. You were saying.
Yeah, I got a lot because it's like we already known for Music City, but that like made rap officially a part of our city, our town. Like we didn't have to just be known only for blues and rock and roll and country no more around in cars. You know, we had a hip hop identity. You know, that was like our, I guess you could say that was like our rap baby, you know, that was really like the birth of hip hop in Memphis. And you know, in this region, you know, for us, you know, with Gangsta Pat, you know.
That's real talk, man. He was telling us how he remembers bringing you guys in the studio back in the day. It was just some crazy, you know, saying just as a fan to hear that. What was it like when Pat, you know what I'm saying, would bring you guys into the studio or whatnot back in the day? I'm sure the fans would love to hear that. Those early sessions, what were they like?
Well, basically, it was like really just, you know, kind of watching him do his thing and just really was just in line. You know, we was just waiting, you know, on our turn and just eager.
Yeah, then from there he just goes on to talk a little bit more about, watching you. But what was it like to hear him, you know what I'm saying, kind of give you props a little bit?
To me it was like, okay, about time. They could have been saying that, man. Look how many years it's been. But, you know, it's like with me, that brought closure. It's like, okay, well, we in a better place now. Because, you know, for a long time, we wasn't even speaking, man. It's like, it's like I never to this day really understand. I never understood their anger. It's like I brought y'all in to help y'all get on. What you mad at me for? You know what I'm saying? Then the diss record came behind that. And once I heard that, I beat them to the punch. I went and cut a diss record, but I was able to get mine out faster than they got theirs out. So most of the people never did hear their diss record. They just thought I was just being a hater. You know, you dissing them. Them folks ain't said nothing about you. No, they said something you just didn't hear. I heard it. But, you know, that's old. I ain't even on that no more. I'm glad that we're in a better place. Now, I always rooted for Ball and JG because I always felt a part of them, whether they told people I was or not. But I knew that what the contributions that I had gave to them and helped getting them ready and prepared. So, to me, it was just like watching some teammates, man, go at it. So, I always rooted for them. I always supported their stuff, man. To this day, I still got love for them cats.
We got a caller, guys, from 310. 310, tell everybody who you are.
Hey, this is I've been stuck up in the game.
What's up, Tim?
What's going on with you, homie?
Oh, nothing, man. This is Kevay.
Yeah, that's my LA homie, man. Kevay, man. What it do, partner?
Beautiful.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, Kevay was involved in a lot of sessions, man. We used to be at the crib. Up all night cutting records, man, and clowning, you know what I'm saying?
It's
a beautiful thing, man. That's beautiful, man. But I want to say one thing, man. You know, we asked that question about person working, you know, I work with all of them. I mean, work from Gangsta Pep, 8-Ball, Radical Chief, from Squeaky, from even Juicy J when he came up there with Psycho. I worked with them all, man, with Tila them, and it was just a beautiful thing to see, man, brothers go at it. I mean, we was at the studio, like, from sun up to sun down, and still in there waiting on the sun to go up and go down. I mean, all night when we was, like, 16, 17, I mean, man, school, man, it is like it didn't matter. Rapping is what music is what we wanted to really do. And I seen a lot of people, man. I mean, a lot of them guys, even when Steeler did his record with Suave House, man, I was like, wow, you know, that brother did it. You know what I'm saying? Seeing Ball Blossom and, you know, and stuff, man. And that
later on, went to rap a lot.
Yeah, right. And, you know, that made me want to even push harder and continue on, man, because I worked with all of them. I had that's why I tell people, I'm like, Memphis music, you know, it revolves around a whole lot of people. It's not just me. It's not just Gangsta. You know, we had the feeding from our environment, you know what I'm saying, and the people who we was around. And that's who fed us, you know what I'm saying, to speak what we spoke, you know. And it was good to see brothers come together all night, even do robberies and shit at the studio.
sounds like a poison plant, right?
All type of shit, you know, happening, man.
Shit I used to do.
You know, Reggie. You know, congrats to Reggie, man, because, you know, Reggie, man, taught us all a whole lot, man. I mean, we didn't know nothing, and he taught us a whole lot, man, about the music. Reggie McBoylan, you know, shouts out to him. Rest in peace to his mother and stuff, you know. And, you know, thanks to him, man, for opening the doors for Memphis.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, Reggie, I'm glad you brought him up, man, because Reggie is definitely one of the guys who helped make all this stuff possible for us to record. It started out with Fat Tony, man. Fat Tony got killed, and, you know, we thought all the financing was over because, he was financing everything, and Red stepped up, man, and saved everything, got the studio back open, put new equipment in it, and we got right back to work, man. So definitely without his contribution, man, who knows, man, that thing could have shut down and maybe not been open for another 10 years. You never know, man.
Right. Cool, man. That's like the nucleus, the beginning. I mean, that's crazy.
Right.
Pat, you did a documentary. You know what I'm saying? You guys ever think about coming together and doing a major film in Memphis? You know what I'm saying? Something that really documents this? I'm happy we're doing it here, you know what I'm saying? But I want to see this shit on film.
Yeah, me and Zerk always talk about that kind of stuff. But the thing about it is, we ain't going to be able to involve everybody. Everybody just ain't gonna participate, man. That's just understood. Everybody don't want to be involved with it. So the ones that ain't involved, we just gonna leave them out. Everybody who was around may not get a chance to get their version told, but we definitely gonna put something together, man. Because I've been trying to reach out to a lot of people for years trying to get people together, and it's like, you know, I can see people coming from out of town, and they be willing to go do interviews with them, but when it's somebody in-house or in town trying to put it together, ain't nobody got time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I'm just going to take the ones that's willing to participate, and we're going to roll with them, man. You know, everybody else, if you ain't participating, then don't come to me later talking about, oh, man, why you could have put me in and all, because I came to you and asked you.
Right.
Yeah, you know, Memphis is a funny, it's just a funny city. Like, these cats down here in the M funny, man. It's like they divas or something. It's like they, like I said, just like some high school females, man. They hang in little cliques and little circles.
That's how they
and
do
they
out
about
school. I'm out here in St. Louis. They do that shit out here, too. It's just these dudes in general nowadays, it seems like. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they
gossiping more than bitches and all that shit.
Yeah, they funny like
beef
that.
They going and all that shit, yo.
And they turn
I stay bullshit. Away from them because I refuse to be around them and not get the proper respect I deserve. You ain't finna disrespect me, man. I help ladies ground. One for me.
That's right.
And
that's
big
right.
Brothers like Zerg, it wouldn't even be this shit. So, nah, I ain't going to be around. Nobody ain't going to respect me the way I should be respected because I give respect. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and the way it was supposed to go, the way we had planned it, was, you know, when I got the deal, it's like, you set the next hot person up for the deal because,
yeah.
I mean, nobody from Memphis that's really got real talent putting out real records should have to go to no record company and beat no door down. They should be having bidding wars over these young up-and-coming artists, man. Because
right.
We can expose them to our fan base. And at the same time, when they speak our name, they keep us relevant with the new and up-and-coming fans. So it was supposed to be we were supposed to be working with these young cats, but instead...
Right, building,
vibes,
it's supposed to be like building blocks and shit.
Exactly, man. Exactly.
Yeah.
They messed it all up, man.
Yeah, that's so
it
true.
Up.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
It is what
it is. You know, luckily, you know what I'm saying, we're able to document this stuff, like with your documentary and this show right here. We take pride in the fact that, you know, like Pooh Man, he just got out of jail after 13 years. We were the first show he stopped by. You know what I'm saying? We like documenting history, and we like doing shit that these other fuckers
That's
are
right.
doing. You know what I'm
That's
saying?
Right.
I want to see Zerk and Pat on these major fucking radio shows and news outlets and stuff. And these guys, they ain't going to do it unless they get paid. You know what I'm saying? That's bullshit.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Yeah.
You have motherfuckers buying spots and paying DJs, you know, thousands of dollars just for a few spots.
Motherfuckers even buying they even buying their own albums and shit.
Yeah.
Mixtapes.
Buying slots on mixtapes.
I'm going to tell y'all, too, when I mention that to some of these people that don't even know, they don't believe it. I mean, they be like, I'm like, you being fooled to listen to that. I mean, serious, and they don't believe it. They think it's like Patti LaBelle and stuff back then. These singers got raw talent. I'm like, hell no. You know what I'm
saying? You got to look at it, man. You got to look at how dumbed down. You got to look at how dumbed down these cats are these days. It's not hard to fool them. You know what I'm saying? It's not hard to fool them. They don't even know the difference between a rapper and an MC. It's
yeah.
a difference
yeah.
between
yeah.
a rapper and an
right.
MC.
Yeah.
A MC don't need nothing but a mic and a beat.
Yeah.
A rapper need a chain or whip, the fly's clothes, some skinny jeans. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They need all kind of stuff.
Shit.
Yeah, they need all the extra stuff, man. So, you know, people are dumbed down. They don't know no better, man. They don't know no better. I feel sad for them, man.
Yeah, yeah. There's generations. I mean, it's in the toilet, dude. And I keep finding myself being phased out. I don't fit in no more. You know what I'm saying? So I can't relate to what
man.
These motherfuckers are saying. The music
yeah,
doesn't
man.
Make any sense to me. And then people say you're
yeah.
just an old crabby fuck. And it's like,
no.
I'm stuck in 1993. And I don't want to leave, man. Fuck
and,
you.
And you know,
yeah.
and you,
yeah.
you know, so I feel the same way. And that's why, you know, me and Gangsta, you know, we're working on these movies. We're working on more than one movie. You know what I'm saying? But that's why we doing other things, because sometimes we feel like that. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, like one guy one time, I swear to God to y'all, I pulled something. He like, Jerk, man, what's this? And one of my old tapes, one of my old junks, you know, was on the CD. He put it in. He would listen to it. He said, Freeza stole your style. And I'm like, man, that's because y'all don't listen to it. I'm like, they listening to it. They learning from Memphis stuff. Y'all trying to listen to them. You know what I'm
right.
saying? So y'all listen to y'all home base stuff. And he was like, man, he couldn't believe it. I just seen him open his mouth, get wider and wider. And he kept listening to it. He was like, man, that man stole y'all style. So it was just like when he said his name, man, because sometimes I do listen to him, and I was like, man, that man dude got a lot about me in him, you know what I'm saying? And that guy just pointed him straight out, man. I'm like, wow, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Wow.
Hey, Pat.
Yeah, what's it, yo?
When you and Zerk, when that video coming out, man?
Man, I don't know, man. That's Zerk thing, man. I'm about to let him explain that one. I'm waiting on myself.
We got a whole lot of stuff in the works and twerks, man. I mean, man, we just got some things that we're getting on some hump, trying to get everybody together with the production and all that. So, man, it's going to happen for me and Pat and around, you know what I'm saying? And next year, we got a whole lot of stuff that's going to be hitting a lot of people. So y'all can start kind of relating to what we doing. We got more than just movies coming out, you know. Pat wanted to tell you, it's cool. We got, I Tell You From Lighters. We got papers coming. man, we got a lot of stuff we done ventured off into. Rap is like secondary to us now. You know,
It is. But I'm kind of, in a way, I'm kind of glad that these cats putting out that garbage, because what it's doing is it's luring people back our way. You see what I'm saying? It's like they coming back to us for their realness. They know they getting fooled with that crap, man. So, you know, the ones that's not so brainwashed they can still wake up and snap out of it, they running back to the originators, man. So, you know, everything go full circle after so long anyway. So
you just got to compare. I mean, we've done that here. Yeah, we play like 30 seconds of a fucking, what's that motherfucker from Atlanta's name? That dude, that little fucker that Ice-T got into it with. Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy.
Like 30 seconds of his shit and then put it up against 30 seconds of your shit or something, or K Reno, and it's just like a total slaughter.
Yeah.
Nah, it will. Nah, it will.
Yeah, man, it is. But,
you know, when
it's bigger than Soulja.
When Ice-T went at him, that should have been the fucking war right there. That should have been the start of the war. If everybody would have backed Ice-T, the only people that really backed him was Spice One and maybe a couple other guys. But if everybody would have backed him, all the OGs, and got behind him, they could have fucking done something. You know,
next time someone like that
jumps up, we all got to go, man. We was all lacking on that, man.
You're right. You're right, man. That's what I always say. It needs to be a battle. It needs to be a war, man. Young versus the older, man. It needs to happen, because that tension that's there is just it's just sitting there. It needs to happen, man, because you know, you either gonna respect us or you gonna have to wipe us out, or we gonna wipe you out. It's just that fight for respect. I respect all new and up and coming artists, because I like to see that hunger in them, that eye of the tiger, because that's what I had when I was going at it. So I like to see that. But when you get around them young ones that don't respect you, don't really have no knowledge of what came before them, then, you
like
know, I
OG
feel the same way they feel.
OG Boo Dirty for one instant, OG. And when he gave out the shout out to DJ Paul for doing the Lock Him in the Trunk, and it's like people come to him like, you don't know who really did that song. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Come on, bro. Yeah. Check somebody's background first. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like they don't care. You know, some of them do. But I love to see young artists come up, man. I ain't going to lie to y'all. And there's some pretty good young artists out here. You know, they stuck between these times where it's just more materialistic. You know, everybody want to rap about money. Right. You know, everybody want to rap by cars, the clothes, you know what I'm saying? And then you started going broke trying to buy that stuff. You know, come on.
Well, it's like Little B. It's like, I am a based God. What the fuck is a based God? I don't even know what the hell this shit means. But we got another caller, 803 South Carolina. What's up?
What's up, man? I'm from South Carolina, man. I grew up on all y'all shit, man. That Zerk and that Gangsta Pat. But dig this, man. Why is it that the Migos rap like Skinny Pimp?
I got a sort of inside story with that, and they, you know, that came from, I heard one of their producers, and they ran with the idea.
Damn.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I heard when they producers listened to our stuff, and he threw an idea their way, and they ran with it, and they were very successful using it.
Hell yeah, because they sound just like Skinny Pimp.
I know, man. Ain't that something, man? You know,
well, man,
that's crazy.
Yeah, man, but y'all hold it down, man. Y'all keep doing y'all thing, man.
Appreciate you, man.
Hey, thanks for calling,
man.
Appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you.
See, people do recognize it, man. You just got to sift through the bullshit. And you're right, Pat, they're going to come back. Because when you compare, you know what I'm saying, the dumb shit against something with substance, something with talent, I mean, you guys are really musically inclined. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
These guys nowadays, they just got to download a program, get a microphone, you know what I'm saying, put on a stupid hat.
They got to
go buy the rapper costume, so to speak, and then add the persona to it, and then half-ass rap, and then they think they're superstars. It's just fucking ridiculous, man. It's a sea of shit, and you gotta find the talent in that sea of shit. You know, but Zerk is right, though. You're right, Zerk. There are some good up and coming artists out there.
Yeah.
It's just they're just hard to find.
Yeah, they hard to find. You know, they really are hard to find because, you know, nowadays everybody doing the same style, the same type of music. Sometimes I wonder. See, that's why I told people what hurt me, and I learned this from Kilo G. He used to be so mad at DJ Paul and him because they were stealing our shit and they were stealing our words. And he used to be like, well, Zerk, what I'm going to say? He said, they stealing our style. They stealing our sound. He was like, Zerk, what can I say? You know, that's going to make people think that I'm different from them. You know what I'm saying? So that's what a lot of these rappers and producers don't understand. Sometimes when I listen to their beats, I'd be like, wow, man, that sounds like something I would do. Now everybody got the piano scary stuff, you know, bass style, club, you know what I'm saying? That's why when we made Lock 'Em in the Trunk, we made Looking for the Chewing, because we wanted to scare it, but we wanted to keep it in the club. Now everybody is doing it. And sometimes when I'm producing, it's like, where do I go? You know what I'm saying? Everybody got that shit. Everybody doing that same shit. Man, where do I go with it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I want to be different. You know, I wanted to be different. I didn't want to be like nobody else. And I think that was wrong with a lot of rappers now is that everything they do, they manipulate somebody's sound, somebody's words, somebody's style. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, damn, dude, you done took a nigga everything. You know what I'm saying? Did you say something else?
Yeah.
You know,
there's no distinction either. You don't know where anybody's from anymore.
Right. Yeah. So when I did sort of start listening to a little Project Pat, it was hurting me. It's because I'm like, damn, this dude saying the same shit that I would say, same style that I would do. I'm like, God damn, where this dude at? You know what I'm saying? Getting him on the phone. Shit. You know, he owed me something. You know what I'm saying? Damn. And then, you know, not to give a person a shout out or say, Zerk, come and rap on my shit. Man, you a selfish motherfucker. I don't give a damn any Project Pat fan get mad at me or what, but that's a selfish motherfucker, man. You know what I'm saying? And most likely he don't love his fans anyway because he's fooling them. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they got to understand that.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true, man. That's true.
Yeah.
And it's just sad that, you know what I'm saying, it has to be this way. It's like, you know, if I would have been in Atlanta and would been probably the first rapper to help kick the doors down from the ATL, I'd have still probably been getting love right now. Because I know the guys who cracked the door before Atlanta, artists like Raheem the Dream, you know what I'm saying, Outkast and Kilo Ali and all, a lot of them folks, DJ Taz, because I was down in Atlanta, man. Yeah, it's that Shy D and all them cats, man. I bumped heads with all them, and man, they still get, if they still alive, they still get love somewhere in the ATL, man.
Mike Fresh.
Yeah, all them cats, man. You know, but it's just Memphis. It, when it comes to Memphis, it's just a different, it's just a different vibe, a different feel. It's like we're here. If you do something great, people start to look at you as competition. Like they want to take your spot. They want
right,
to be where you
right.
at. You know what
right.
I'm saying? That's the mentality that they have. Instead of honoring you, saying, "Well, hey man, you know I'm getting my stuff together, man. You know I'm gonna be just as good as you. Or I'm gonna be the next one to take the torch on to the next level." Nah, they want to be you.
Right.
They want to knock you down.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get him, man.
Right.
I'm gonna show everybody. I'm
like everybody
okay,
got.
Why
yeah,
you
everybody
want to
be the man and shit.
Yeah, yeah. Why would you target somebody that can help open doors for you, man? Just
and
it don't
so
make
true.
No sense. It's backwards. And then when you let one of them do get in the game or get some money. Oh, he's old with you. Can't tell him nothing, man. It's a rap.
Yeah.
Yeah, war with everybody, man. So, you screw it up, it ain't going to change. It ain't going to get no better. So, in a situation like that, you just have to deal with the ones you know real and block all the other ones out. Like, it's only certain people that exist to me in this city, like Zerk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Other people in the industry that I deal with. All the rest of them folks to me, they don't exist, man. I hear they name it, like I block it out. You know, why even allow that to entertain my brain cells? I mean, you know what I'm saying? That means nothing to me. So it's only so many rappers to me in Memphis. It ain't all them other folks. I don't know nothing about them, man.
I really want to get a movement going. Me and Mac J been talking about this. I like putting rappers together from different regions. I really want to get some type of a tour, some type of a project, something going, man.
Hell yeah.
Pat and you know,
gotta
be a legend
somewhere,
on
a song,
man. Zerk and you know, what I'm saying Bushwick Bill on a song. You know, what I'm saying just to me, that's what it's about. Because all these cities, the one common thing I from interviewing motherfuckers, everybody says, okay, there's no unity here, there's no unity there, except for a couple places, maybe like in the Bay or Oakland. But everywhere else, there's no unity. All right, well, fuck it then. Let's just unite with other people from different places. You guys ever think
true.
Like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd love to see you guys work with somebody in you know what I'm saying, Oakland or Gary, Indiana, or Flint, Michigan, or... You know what I'm saying? Fucking Monroe, Louisiana. You know, there's so many different spots, you know what I'm saying, where there's talent, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know,
man. Hell yeah.
Some type of a tour.
I'm all
for
that.
You know?
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I mean, music has grown and music has blossomed, but then music has took a fall and a downturn because there's nobody out there that wants to do anything different. You know, it's everybody, you know, they want this certain style and this certain sound now that you gotta have. You know, I'm not, you know, saying that Memphis is great, but it's something that I think we have started that a lot of our rappers really, there's a lot of other rappers getting it than the rappers, I mean, than our hometown city people is getting it, you know, and it's just, man, you know, dealing with this music, you know, it's just something else, man, you know. I love the music, and it's going to always be in my life. You know, you're going to hear something from me soon or later. Well, soon or later. So, you know, you're going to get a lot from me.
Sooner than later.
Yeah, sooner than later. So you're going to get a lot from me and Gangsta Pat and Skinny, you know. We got some stuff coming up, man. It's going to be real nice for the people out there to really see and understand, you know what I'm saying? So we trying to break, man, we trying to break some chains. Break some chains out people's brains, man, and get some communication going because somewhere some miscommunication even with some of the old. That's why I say if Gangsta Pat ain't on no documentaries, I don't even want to watch it. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't lying. You sure know what the fuck is shit. I'm the same way. Like if you telling a story, you got to tell the real story, the right story,
right?
The true story.
Right.
That's what me as a fan. That's what we want to hear. We want to hear. You know what I'm saying? Like if I don't know about a certain person, then you know it's hard to get them hard copies of them albums and shit and really go through shit.
Right.
So like if y'all making documentaries and shit like that, hell yeah, man, they gotta have y'all on it.
I can't pay no $300 for fucking South Park Psycho. You know, you gotta. It's crazy. You're right, 100%. If you don't remember from that time period, you know what I'm saying. You're gonna be lost. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's up to us, the ones that do remember, to put that shit at the forefront. You know.
Yeah, you're right.
Gotta let these motherfuckers know.
because them cats, them certain little group of cats that want to kind of rewrite history for their own beneficiary, oh, man, they don't say nothing about what happened in the past. They want people to think everything started with them at the moment they start shining. I done actually seen people say that in magazine interviews. Oh, it started with us. Everybody doing it because we doing it. It's like, yeah. Okay, y'all came out in what, 94, 95? Okay. I get it. I see what's happening. Yeah, okay.
Right.
Wow. You know, really? Right. That's crazy. Right. That's Memphis. That's Memphis cats for you, though, man. They do it like that, man. They really do.
It's that's a damn shame, too, because there's so much talent in Memphis.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When I was collecting CDs, I had them categorized by city, state, and region. You know what I'm saying? In Memphis, it was always a bigger stack than most of the other places.
Hell yeah.
But Memphis, Houston, you know what I'm saying? In the Bay Area, you know what I'm saying? But Memphis is just so much fucking talent in that city. You know, and not just rap, you know what I'm saying? Going back, I mean, all the way to fucking Sun Records, B.B. King.
Yeah.
You know, all that shit. You know,
so many similarities
in New Orleans too. Do you guys kind of see that? Sorry about it. What did you say, man?
No, I was saying it was so many tapes out by different artists at a certain time back then. I remember when I lived in Memphis, we used to go to the Music Aquarium I'm talking about
with Larry.
Man, you go in with Larry. As soon as you go in, it's just one case. It's just full of all the new shit that niggas that just came in and dropped off shit. So you be looking for something that came out last week, but you be the one in. It's a whole nother stack with shit that he like, man, this shit just can't. These boys just dropped this off today. They dropped this off yesterday.
Yeah.
And to me, that was so the much shit. Money. That was the shit to be able to do that, man. Like,
you know,
had different shit for every hour of the day, it seemed like.
Man, it was people could put you could put underground tapes out like that, man, and really get some sales because the people were into supporting the local artists. But see,
that has
disappeared now because these local artists don't get that kind of opportunity to really. It's just like when they do open mics now, man. It don't be no fans at open mics in Memphis.
No,
it be full of rappers and everybody waiting their turn to get on stage. So you can't really build no fan base in front of a crowd full of rappers.
Because
I'm gonna tell you why the fans don't come out. I'm gonna tell you why the fans don't come out because ain't nobody gonna pay to see somebody that look like they just walked out the crowd and just stepped up on stage, and they got a bunch of niggas on stage with them screaming and hollering. Ain't no real show. Ain't nobody going to pay to see that. You can't get no fans like that.
You know what I'm saying? Right.
Until they go back to respecting the music, respecting the artistic and the craft and the show business of things, that's gonna be the results they going to get. You know what I'm saying? They going to get no better.
That's the big thing you said right there, the show business. A lot of these cats today don't have the show business, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They don't know
nothing
about
that.
There's
a lot of unknowns. A lot of people that just, they already think they're the shit, but really they ain't shit. They're nothing. And I get them all the time, hit my inbox, you ain't never heard anything like this before. And I'm thinking, motherfucker, I bought Number One Suspect in 91. What do you mean I never? You know what I'm saying? How the fuck are you going to pass off some garbage and try to compare it to some of the classic shit like Sebo? Man, go fuck yourself with that fucking music. These people are crazy.
I was reading a post on Facebook that somebody put up. It was a question as who was the most talented rapper from Memphis. Now the word is talent. Not who sell the most records, who the most popular, but who's the most talent. And one guy had the nerve to say, well, the most talented person out of Memphis right now is Juicy J because, you know what I'm saying, he the hottest. It's like, dude, you missed the whole point.
Right.
You missed the whole point.
I was just about to say, I think I tagged you in it.
Yeah. That's how dumb they are. They don't even know the difference between talent and a person that's getting more exposure, more promotion, has a bigger budget behind them. And that'd be the difference.
Right.
You think just because he on the radio, he on TV, he better than everybody. No, he just got that machine behind him. He getting promotion and getting marketed. While these other cats ain't got no promotion budget.
Right.
And that be the difference. So some people can't even comprehend that. They don't even get that, man. And it's scary, man. But if you look at Memphis right now, it's less than 5 artists that really got major situations, when it used to be about 12 or 13 artists that had major situations going on. It's closing because Memphis is abandoning the one thing that made it great, man. And that was the unity amongst the artists, man. Yeah. It's abandoning that, and that's why it's shrinking and getting worse.
It shouldn't be like that at all, man. It should be a homage paid. You know what I'm saying? When you don't pay homage, I mean, that's what you guys did. You guys paid homage to the ones before you. You know what I'm saying? There was always a level of respect. You know what I'm saying? People always had to have respect for Ice-T and Rakim and these different cats. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And the local people here in Memphis, the Spanish Fly, the Sonny D, the Raider J, all those people that came before me, man, I had nothing but love and respect for them. W. Del, Frankie D, Jazzy Faye, you know, them folks, man.
Yeah, when I ran in the Spanish Fly, he couldn't even remember. I told him the first time he let me and Squeak on the turntables. You know what I'm saying? And didn't even know us. I mean, he knew us from a concert that No Name had. That's who was able to get in the club, No Name. But this man, he'll let us get on the turntable. You know what I'm saying? Say, y'all come on. You know what I'm saying? And let us, man, get up on the turntable, just freelance. I mean, how many DJs would do it now?
Man, probably zero, man.
Right.
Unless you pay them.
Security to get you away from the table and shit like.
Yeah, man. They ain't DJs. They MP3. MP3 hustle, man.
You know what they're going to do? You're going to say, man, you got about $500. Hey, man, I'll let you on these turntables for about 5 minutes.
That's crazy.
Oh, that way you're
going to MP3 hustlers, man. They ain't DJs no more. DJs broke records, man. DJs broke the records. You know what I'm saying? These cats ain't breaking no records, man. They playing around with MP3s. They ain't breaking no records, man.
It's selfish.
No, they trying to break your pocket.
Hey, Pat, I want to ask Zerk something real quick.
Go ahead.
Do y'all think that the, this young generation coming out, do y'all think that they love the music like we love the music, but they just doing that shit, you know what I'm saying?
They don't, I would say they don't even have, they never got a chance to love it like we love it because what they absorbing ain't even real music, man. Unless they go back and listen to the old stuff. Now, some of them, ones that go back and listen to the old stuff, they probably will get it more so than the people that just ignore the old stuff and they just all about the new. You know what I'm saying?
Remember all that versatility we used to have back in the day? All different kind of groups coming different kind of ways and shit.
Man, we love the art of it, man.
Tell you the truth, I think, man, most of them just want to do it because, man, they want to have that rapper swag. You know, they want to have the rapper's women. They want to look like they riding in a rapper car. You know what I'm saying? They even want to wear the rapper's pants. You know what I'm saying? It's like, man, I think some of them just want to do it just because they want to be famous, you know? I mean, I done seen a lot of fans become the rappers or become the musicians now. And it's you know, wow.
I ain't gonna...
what's funny to me to see the drug dealer become the rapper now.
Yeah.
Remember, drug dealers used to laugh at us back in the day when we were trying to be rappers. They used to laugh. Now I trip off.
Right.
But see, I don't laugh at them. I try to help them. When they come on the rap, you know, got their little money, you know, I try to help them out, but... They used to laugh at us back then because they had their dope money. And, you know, rappers weren't getting no money back then. Well, not in Memphis anyway. But, you know, we were starving and still struggling trying to make it happen. But see, the rap game going through the same thing that the pimp game went through in the drug game as well. You got your perpetrator. And because when you seen the dope dealers hit the scene, you got the cats that had the real jewelry. Then you got the other group of people that had the fake stuff. You know, the perpetrator crew. That's what rap going through right now. The perpetrators are winning. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The wannabes finally got their victory, man, and that's what's happening.
And they don't know the history.
Too brainwashed to know the difference, man.
Yeah, they definitely don't know the history. Like, if you see an interview with one of these legends, you get this. I usually see a comment. There's somebody like, "Who the hell is this old fuck?" You know what I'm saying? And it makes you so mad. It makes you like, how dare you disrespect this guy? You don't even know what the fuck he's done.
Know that is.
You don't even know his history.
Right. That's true. Yeah,
that's that young shit. That's that young mentality. And what's even worse, to see somebody who is older still have that little young brain. That's even more scarier. You know what I'm saying?
Because believe me, when me and Squeaky Dumb, man, when we start putting out them tapes, man, we open the railroad up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I look at the music and say, who would have probably did it? If me and Squeaky didn't do it at that point, because I think Memphis was still trying to find his really identity with the music he made at the time, you know. And then that's what tripped me out. I look at it. You had the Tommy Rice, you had the Flies, you had everybody coming out. When me and Squeaky dropped, all of a sudden everybody, it's like, okay, that's the formula. We go with it. Everybody just flooded it. You know what I'm saying? But then I think our music was still up in the air of which way to actually go when me and Squeaky came in, you know? And then with the stereo store selling the tapes, you know, they just helped other – y'all wouldn't even believe. I took other rappers up there to meet Mr. Z's and these people and got helped them put tapes in the stores, you know what I'm saying? And didn't charge them nothing. You know, it's many rappers I did that for. You know what I'm saying? Just give love back. You know, and that's what it's about. You know, giving love back. You know, I see a lot of guys that in the seat right now to build an empire, but you know what they want to do? They want their certain little picks. You know, they want this person to have it or this person. You know, and when there's so much talent in this city, you know, you ain't losing nothing but a little time to just put it out, you know, whatever, because everybody going to follow your lead right now anyway, you know.
See, they think they got to blow your light out, so they like it shine. You ain't got to blow nobody else's light out. You know what I'm saying? If you 100 in the thorough, your light going to shine anyway, man.
Uh-huh.
I can stand around some billionaires and wouldn't feel intimidated. Okay, y'all got money, that's it. Other than that, man, I'm a real human being just like y'all, man. The only difference is money.
That's the only difference.
That's
all
you can't feel like you got to tone down to just be round them, man, you know.
That's a lot of people jock, too. You see a lot of motherfuckers jocking, you know. And it's crazy, man, just to see the state of the game right now. But really, look at the world, like you were talking about, man. People are just dumbed down and stupid and ignorant. People don't know any better. And, you know, a lot of these kids that are coming up now, these 17, 19, 20-year-olds that are just getting in the game, you know, they all they know is what they were taught. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If they're let's say they're raised by a mom or a dad, if they didn't listen to Spice One, well, obviously the kid's not going to know who the fuck Spice One is. You know what I'm saying? So you got all these kids that are just totally fucked up in the mind. They don't know what's going on.
Because they won't research nothing, man.
I watched Squeaky do some work with Spice One. I don't know if Spice One exactly remember me, but I watched Squeaky do some work with Spice One even back. Man, that was like, man, that was so long.
Spice One
came down here.
Yeah, we was on Triad Records together. Also, it's DJ Extra Large. That's my homie too, man. Them some good cats, man. You know what I'm saying? I fucks with them dudes, man. I'm some real brothers, man.
But see, that was love coming from California, and then you know you mess with DJ Squeaky. That was like love. You know what I'm saying?
See,
I'm going down south. And I'm missing Squeaky, you know what I'm saying? That was like love, man, you know?
Yeah.
That's how it was, you know? It was love. You wouldn't mind helping somebody to get on back then. Now it's like, man, shoot. Look at me.
Right.
With my tight jeans on. You know what I'm saying?
Man. If you can make a brother put on some skinny jeans, you can make him do any goddamn thing.
Or they're wearing these skirts. These
anybody
that
wears skinny jeans to me will do any goddamn thing.
Skinny jeans and hot water. You know what I'm saying? Hey,
yeah,
man.
And they wearing leggings and shit too.
Yeah.
Hey, man, what happened to our men, man? You know, serious,
man.
I'm
gonna tell you what happened to him, man. It first started with the black woman. Black women was the first one to start trying to feminize the black male. It first started when in the house with the little boy who got all the sisters. And they play dressing them up like a little damn woman. It's these black women that feminize these niggas. They don't give niggas enough pussy. You know what I'm saying? Every time they get mad at a nigga, first thing come out they mouth, old faggot ass, punk ass nigga. It's the women.
Right.
You got women putting out books, talking about niggas download. Now you got all these women around here questioning niggas.
Yeah.
Whether they down. Women, it's the black woman, the black man enemy, the black fucking woman who feminize these niggas. Because that motherfucking, the dude who run corporate America, told them to do it, and they did it.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening, man. It's the black American male is being feminized intentionally, and the black woman is the main motherfucking accomplice to this shit.
Yeah,
right. Because they the ones who usually had the kids by themselves.
She's a pawn in
the
game.
Exactly. I don't want no man around my kid. Well, who the fuck gonna teach him how to be a man? You can't do it. Can't no woman teach no boy how to be no motherfucking man. All she can do is feed him and put clothes on the back and the roof over his head. His daddy got to be the one to give him his manhood, or the next door neighbor, or his uncle, or somebody. A woman can't give him that. So that's how they got feminized. And the reason these black men can't stay in the house with a lot of these black women, because they want to wear the pants and talk shit and be the man, too, at times. They won't let no man be no man, a lot of them. Not all of them, but a lot of them, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So ain't no man finna stay where he can't be no man. He going to get on
that's
down.
But
now she lonely. She's going around talking about all
shit
niggas
right
ain't
there.
Shit. It's a priceless cycle, man. It's a cycle.
Hey, Pat.
Yeah.
Hey, Pat.
Yo.
Hey, the man's still wearing the pants, but they just capris now, man.
Look, that's how much influence she got on these niggas now, man. Okay, well, you can wear pants, but they're going to have to be some capris or some tights.
And
or capris some skinny
church shoes.
You know what I'm saying?
No socks.
Yeah. So that's just that's when you see that shit, that feminine lie, that's just the weakness of the black male giving in to the black woman, the motherfucker who really trying to feminize his ass. And then they always talking about ain't enough men out here. You say what now?
Not to cut you off, but look who the number one rapper is. They consider the number one rapper Macklemore. That dude gay as a fucking $3 bill.
But
you say who is that?
Fucking Macklemore.
Yo,
I still never heard one of his songs.
I ain't gonna hear. I'm a music journalist. I don't even know what the fuck he sounds like.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know this game, it's completely. Everything that we grew up off of Mac, you know what I'm saying, is opposite. You know, that's why I'm glad you guys are still putting out music. You know what I'm saying? We're able to have an outlet to let people know about it. You know what I'm saying? But we need you motherfuckers listening to support the goddamn show. Especially you new jack rappers who think you're the shit. You know what I'm saying? If you do, put your fucking money where your mouth is. You know what I'm saying? Come on the show and battle one of these legends. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Tear your fucking ass up.
I don't give a damn. Lyric for lyric, we can battle. I don't give a fuck. I battle whoever. Man. I ain't scared. I'm from the era where niggas practice real hip hop. I'm down with all the four elements. I used to break dance. I used to do graffiti. I used to DJ, and I'm an MC.
Yes,
so I'm the four elements of hip hop. I ain't just no rapper. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Ain't Murder Magic
battle a motherfucker while playing the goddamn guitar. I mean, shit.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, y'all are crazy, man.
Hey,
I'm
going to get
about
the Murder Magic show right quick. I appreciate y'all letting me on here, man.
All right, Kevin. We appreciate you reaching out, homie.
All right. Hey, Pat.
Yo.
I got to hit you with something, man, before I leave.
Go ahead. Let him
do
it. Let him get it.
I'm having dreams of green leaves dancing in my head tonight. And I know if I hit the streets and give me a sack, I'd never come back. I'm having a major weed attack. Sitting in the front seat, leaning to the back seat. Call me Willie Hutch because I am the Mac.
D-Wee.
All right, man, you remember that one?
Yeah, that's from Die Hard. So how that's right, a record man. That we cut years ago, man. All right,
brother. Love your pet, brother.
Man, hey, man, love you too, care, brother. Bro. Hold it down. We're going to get up soon, homie.
All right.
All right, peace
see,
out.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's we got to keep creating these type of fucking memories and things to let people hear this shit because, you know what I'm saying, without you guys telling the story, nobody would know it. You know, because
yeah,
there's so much fabrication, like we were saying, there's so much fabrication going on right now. It's kind of like the Bible. It was written by this person, then it was written by that person, then that person.
Yeah.
And by the time you get it in your hands, you're thinking, a dude slept in a fish for 3 days? Fuck this shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's the same way with this rap. Yeah. It's all twisted right now, but, you know, we're going to keep doing what we got to do to support you guys, man. What do you guys got coming out? We're going to start with you, Zerk. What's the next project you got coming out that we can look forward to? Yeah, Zerk, you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
What do you got coming out, Zerk?
Man, I'm working on the Toothpick album right now, and I'm working on the Lock 'em in the Trunk mixtape, and along with that, the movie. We got a couple moves coming up, soundtrack. Man, I got a lot of things coming up, man. I like to say thanks to Strange Lady, you know what I'm saying? She's working with me, and I got to give some shout-outs to a couple producers. I like to say what's up to DJ Lil Sprite. My boy out there in Texas, so many names, man, but big ups to everybody, and I'll be looking for that DJ Zerk and Toothpick coming soon.
Yeah, definitely, definitely, definitely. And, people want to get at you for features and whatnot. What's the best way to reach you?
DJ Zerk 901. DJ, my fault. Look me up on Facebook. Just type in DJ Zerk, it'll pop up, and you'll find me anyway. You should see some kind of email or something, get in contact with me. And I got those beats, you know what I'm saying? Them hot beats. So y'all holler at me out there.
Yeah, get that production, definitely, definitely. Pat, you got a couple projects coming out as well. What do you got coming out, Pat?
Yeah, I got the I Want to Smoke 20th anniversary dropping at the end. I'm going to drop it around Christmas because it's going to make a nice little gift because I got rolling papers and cigarette
lighters
coming with it, man. So it's going to be like a little gift package, you know what I'm saying, for the holidays.
A nice little stocking stuffer.
Yeah, stock of stuff, man. I got that coming. Me, Zerk and Skinner, we working on the movie and stuff. Shout out to Trackman, too, man. We working with Trackman. He doing big things, too.
Yeah.
Other than that, just writing music, man, and just doing what I love to do, man.
Yeah, we seen the picture of the Miseducation, the Gangsta Pack.
Yeah. Oh, the Miseducation, yeah, man. That's something I'm dropping at, like, early next year, man. That's my baby right there. I've been sitting on some of that stuff for about over a year now. I'm going to go ahead and put it together and stick it out there, man.
That's
what I'm talking about.
It's beautiful.
We got music to look forward to, and, you know what I'm saying, we don't have to worry about these motherfuckers talking about throwing that boy pussy. Get that shit the fuck out of here. Get you the next Gangsta Pat album. Get you the next DJ Zerk album. Get these documentaries, these movies. You know what I'm saying, and support the pioneers and the legends, because if it wasn't for them, none of you motherfuckers would be doing anything right now. You know,
and you know something. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, bro.
Yeah, I'll say one thing, man. You know that's why I love you too, man, because you know you say what's on your mind, brother. And, you know, you've just been real since I've been knowing you. So, you know, that's why, you know, hey, man, anytime you need me, brother, just give me a holler, man.
Man, I appreciate that, man. We're going to put you guys on another round table very soon, man, with some cats from different cities. We'll put together something special for episode 150, man.
Yeah.
If you guys want to be a part of it, you're more than welcome.
Anytime. For sure.
Anytime.
Definitely shout out to you, Prez, because, man, you give us a voice, man. You give us an avenue to talk on, man. You know, it's always good to have somebody that cares so much about, you know what I'm saying, the legendary stuff, man.
That's right.
It's just a blessing to have you, brother.
Well, I appreciate that, man. And shout out to my co-host, Mac J. This dude is a true fan, and he's a real Memphian. You know what I'm saying? He huge supporter of the
much
show.
Much love, Mac J.
Man, that's how I met this guy. He just tuned in. He got on Facebook and saw the link and tuned in one night, and he's been here ever since.
You know what I'm saying?
That's love, bro.
Like I said, if you fuck with me, you're stuck with me. That's it.
No doubt.
Well, everybody, man, appreciate you guys once again coming on the show.
All right.
We're going to do another one real soon. And to any of you motherfuckers out there that's not paying homage, any of you swaggers in them skinny jeans, here's a little message for you.
Shut the fuck up and get the fuck out of here, you stupid cocksucker.
Yeah, for life, you bitches.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.